This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Hey, welcome in, beautiful people. This is The Drive. Brandon Scott's in the building. Clint Sterner is out. Tyler Milner's got the ones and twos. And the Astros, they are tied right now in the seventh. We will keep you aboobed about what is going on here. So just stay in with us. You do not have to go anywhere else. We will let you know what is happening. 3-3 in the seventh. The Astros. What?
What about some of my boobs now?
I was not ready for that.
What? The Astros. The Astros are trying to get out of this thing to where they, avoid getting themselves to lose a series to the worst team in baseball.
You motorboating son of a bitch.
And old Ort, he's out here just throwing fire right now, man. Why not? Why? Why not? Why not? Stay with the heat.
Hey,
stay
here,
with the cheese.
Here for a good time, not a long time.
There it
time.
Is. Yeah, he's gone. There you go.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Sure. And they get out of it. They the Astros were in a first and second with nobody out type of situation, and the bullpen was able to get out of it, so now the game remains tied going to the bottom of the seventh. Also, some news, Tyler and Brandon. The Dallas Cowboys have reportedly spoken to several teams about potentially trading Micah Parsons.
There it was. Glory hole.
They are open and willing to listen to offers. You've got to be kidding me, Jerry.
Don't tell me what I'm saying.
You got to be kidding me. Now, with that being said, people are now putting out, and this is from Spotrac, putting out examples of what we've seen, and the closest thing is Khalil Mack with the Bears. In 2018, the Bears, they acquired Khalil Mack and got a second round.
They got two ones and a second.
Real quick. Or I'm sorry. I do want to get to this, but apparently I was off. They called a walk. It was a walk?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. That looked like a strikeout. It was a walk. So the bases are loaded now.
Because it looked like he swung, and they're saying he checked his swing. Because it was off the plate for sure. But it also looked like he offered, and they're saying that he didn't, which I – but disagree. Let's just say I disagree.
Sorry for that.
Vehemently.
I wanted to make sure I gave you the right update. That was that was clearly off. There, the bases are loaded right now, and the Astros trying to hang on. But anyway, the Bears, they got Khalil Mack and a second and seventh round picks. The Raiders in the deal got two first round picks, a third round pick, and a sixth round pick in that deal. I've seen FanDuel offer up a deal with the Bills. They did get out of it. He struck his ass out. The Bills, they would get Micah Parsons, and then the Cowboys would get three first-round picks and A.J. Epinesa. would be the trade.
Okay.
Right there. Whatever it is, it looks like 2 to 3 first round picks. And I think Micah Parsons is a great player at 26 years old. And it should have never come to this point. But those are some interesting packages that you could work with if you were the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, well,
nut package.
If this is gonna actually happen, there's no reason why you wouldn't get a haul for Micah Parsons, who is easily one of the, let's say, top 3 to 5 pass rushers in football. So, yeah. Like that, I think that goes without saying. What I'm not buying is that this is going to happen. I don't think this is happening.
We're getting closer.
I understand we're getting closer and closer, and
they're taking calls.
And it definitely feels like the momentum is swinging that way, for lack of a better term.
Brandon, they're putting themselves in a position to get knocked out. Like, they're putting themselves in position to have a deal put on the table that they cannot say no to.
There's just not a reason to not sign Micah Parsons. There's not a reason to not do this. Yeah. They love the drama.
There's not a reason to not talk to a player's agent, but they're doing it.
I will be shocked if they do not at some point just get this deal done. Now, some people think that Jerry is trying to recreate the Herschel Walker trade. And obviously, if you trade Micah Parsons, as you just kind of laid out, you're going to get a haul back. And so you could kind of look at it and say, hey, we're only but so good with Micah Parsons anyway. We sort of need to reset things. We've taken a lot of swings and missed with our more recent draft picks. They haven't drafted particularly well recently outside of Micah Parsons. So, like, there is some logic there, but there's just not a reason. Like, I've always said this. The whole point of drafting guys like is to get a guy like Micah Parsons.
To develop him.
He is literally the point. Like,
he wants to play for
Micah Parsons, Miles Get, like
Will Anderson
Jr., Derek Stingley. Like, there are some guys that, like, it's just this is the whole reason why you draft a guy like this in the first place, not to kind of mess around and, like, you know, play games with the player. Like, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't see this happen.
I don't think it should. It is just becoming. We continue to take the next steps to this happening.
I don't have time to have a bad time.
I just think there's no way you don't get a haul for Micah Parsons. This is not going to be the DeAndre Hopkins trade, right? No, like, I don't. That would be the even more shocking is if they trade for Micah Parsons and somehow they don't get at the very least whatever the Bears got or the Raiders got for Khalil Mack 7 years ago or six, however many years ago that was. But the idea of trading Micah Parsons, like, really, for what amounts to no reason at all. Like Jerry has said himself, we've got this guy under contract for the next however many years.
Jerry was full of it on that.
No, I get
you're not about to franchise tag him after you just paid Dak the most money
But what I'm saying is CeeDee Lamb. But you would I would do that before I trade him.
They're still paying for Michael Irvin stuff.
I do it before I trade him.
Cowboys.
Like you just don't do this. Unless something's wrong with Micah Parsons.
I am not.
You don't do this.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Brandon, I have been with you. I'd not really thought this was going to happen.
What's your point?
I thought Jerry was just out here doing Jerry things. And then when he went out on the tour and said there's only two people that this matters to. Me, Micah, and then there's a third all the way in Baytown that this matters to.
Yeah.
And that's David Mulligan.
He can talk all that talk he wants, though.
He's wrong.
You're wrong, yeah. Jerry.
That
ain't the case, because this is not football. This is negotiation. Business.
I still would like Jerry to come out and tell me who mama and who daddy is.
I'm good on that.
I want to know from Jerry who is mama and who is dad. All right. So that is a developing story. Up 45.
You think he gets traded? You think this happens? I'm going no right now.
Gun to my head, heart, or scrotum, the places I don't want to get shot and rectum. I'm still going to say no.
And they say no.
Because I think very, very easily Jerry can say, all right, okay.
I was just playing.
Here's the money. Here's the money. Here's David. Let's get this thing. And then I think Mike will be fine. But I don't know, man. This is really getting dicey right now.
Jerry just be like, that's just how we talk.
All right.
We play like that.
Tyler, Brandon texted me this the other day. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can get nasty with us as well. But Brandon texted me this the other day. He said, one of the things that I am wondering about with this team now that the roster has come out is, does this roster match whatever the Texans' expectations are? Does it match? And you know whatever you have for the expectations, right? I think at the very least, everybody in the city at the floor, right, is the expectation is that they win the division to make the playoffs. I think that's the floor for everybody.
100%.
I think then you have the next step where I think a good crowd is get past where you've been the last 2 years, and that is out of the division round and into the AFC championship game. Get into that. I don't think that the Texans are going to be able to avoid to play that first game in the playoffs. I think they're always going to be on that first ESPN game. They are destined for that. But can you get to the AFC championship game? And then I think there are others whose expectations are getting to Santa Clara and the Super Bowl.
Well, the way to avoid that game, though, would be to get the bye. Like, and that's a...
At least the second seed.
Yeah, and that's the question about them. Like, do you feel that they're good enough to beat the upper echelon in the AFC? And then B, do you feel like they're good enough to run the table, for lack of a better term, of having a good enough record to have one of those top two seeds?
What's your expectation? My expectations is to get past the divisional round and get to the AFC championship game.
That's your expectation?
I think that's what the expectation should be for the Texans.
Yeah, I agree. That's what it should be.
What's yours?
My actual expectation, and this is going to sound like a criticism, God. But it's real.
I'm getting nervous because I didn't think yours would be different.
I feel like it's the exact same as it's been. Me, they feel like an improved team in a lot of ways, and I think you're going to get some like natural improvement with the core of your team being so young. Your head coach is a young head coach. Your quarterback is young. Your best defensive players are young. So I think they are better, but I still feel like they are marginally better and not clearly and obviously better than the upper echelon teams in the AFC. So if I'm just being real about it, I feel like they are around about a 10-win team that is capable of winning a playoff game at home and then going to the divisional round and being a lot of the same of what we've seen.
So your expectations are to match what they've done the last 2 years.
Yeah, and to be clear, I've had a good time. It's been fun. It's great. But that's about what I see them doing.
Tyler, what's your expectation?
AFC South, first of all. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's a given. That's
yes,
the
AFC South and AL West, you have two teams in Houston in these divisions, you got to win it every time. But yeah, I expect at best that next step. I mean, it all depends on Kaylee and the new offense, which we haven't seen yet, but I got big expectations for the 2025
Texans. So it's AFC title. Like, for you, that's the expectation of
at its ceiling, yes, absolutely.
What I'm saying is I don't look at this roster. Didn't feel this way going into training camp, and certainly after they made the 53-man.
So that's what I was
going
to say. So you don't think the roster matches that?
I don't look at the roster and say, you know what, they're going to the AFC championship game. I can be hopeful. Obviously, I'm rooting for good things to happen to the team, but I can't be honest and say I look at it and say, yep, book it. Let's book our trip to the AFC championship game. No, they got to go out there, and they understand this. Like, until you are one of those teams – it's hard to just pencil you in. I feel like we tried to do this last year, right? When they put this all-star cast together, they go out and trade for Stephon Diggs. They signed Danielle Hunter. It's year two of CJ Stroud and Will Anderson. And they get Joe Mixon. And it looks like they've upped the ante. And I feel like we did that a little bit too prematurely. Certainly now I'm tempering the expectations to be about what I've seen until I see different. What reason have they given me to think more?
No.
Other than being hopeful and wishful, and I'm all of those things. I'm optimistic, if you will.
Do you think the roster that they have right now, do you think it matches what you think their expectations should be?
Yeah. Okay. What they should be? I think they should expect to do great things. I think they should expect to win the Super Bowl, go to the AFC Championship game. Like, I think you should expect that of yourself. I'm just saying that based off of what I'm seeing, that's not my expectation. I'm all for them having the highest of expectations. They're the ones that got to go out there and do it. But just me as an observer watching it, I'm not going to lie to you. That is not my expectation.
The arrow's pointed up.
Is their roster, Tyler, match your expectation?
I'm not sure how much expectation I had for the roster.
But I mean, I'm talking about, as you said, your expectation for the season is for them to take that next step and get to the AFC title game. When you look at the roster.
I think on paper they got it.
This is an AFC championship roster.
It could be.
Yeah, I certainly think it could be.
Just given the defense, to be honest with you.
Where is it? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. If you agree with Brandon,
both of them.
If you agree with Brandon, where is it lacking? Where is it lacking? If you agree with Tyler, and you feel confident, you can text that in too. But where is it lacking? Because I look at the roster, and of course, right, you gotta compare it to the big three. The Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bills. You gotta compare it to the big three.
Oh, thank you.
Those are the three where you're like, all right, it feels like those three teams. It feels like those three teams. Two of them probably will be in the AFC title game, and then it is like, does your roster match what they're bringing to the table? And I'm just saying, you don't think it does. Where is it lacking?
Yeah, so I think the Texans go into this season with very specific things to prove. The offensive line, the offense as a whole, like, they've got a lot to prove in that way. And until they prove those things, then you are rightfully skeptical that it is that way until they show that to you. So what are the things that we've been talking about? Everything on the offense outside of, like, the belief in C.J. Stroud as a franchise quarterback, and obviously Nico Collins is a stud. But the Joe Mixon thing, as we've talked about for the past week and certainly over the last couple of days, you don't know what's going on with that. Maybe your running back situation is not as good as it was last year, and you couldn't run the damn ball because why? The offensive line was only but so good, and if we're being real, it was bad. And so is the offensive line bad? Is it better? Is it good? Is it great? Like, we don't have the answers to those questions, not based off of a training camp in a preseason. They go into the season with a lot to prove, and until they do it, I think you're rightfully skeptical.
Text line coming through. Didn't we have the most top 100 players? No. Someone texted in, the only thing lacking in the roster is depth pieces. And I agree with you. I think there are some areas after your front line guys that could be questionable when you know a 17-game season, you're probably going to have to deal with those issues. Someone else texted, F all of that, Super Bowl or bust. Texans have a better roster than the Chiefs, lacking coaching and refs. Okay. You're entitled to your opinion.
But I mean, fine. Is that changing? Like, if you think it's a conspiracy, like, okay, fine. Like,
the Chiefs are in right, bed with so, the refs.
Well, then what's the whole point anyway? Right? Like, they'll never do it.
Don't play any of these games.
But, like, are you saying, hey, you know what? They got to go to Baltimore and win the divisional round. They got to go to Buffalo.
The rosters match up with
those
teams.
They got to go to Arrowhead.
The rosters match up with those teams.
Yeah. Like, the only way you can really squint is if you say, you know, somebody, let's say, Cincy beats one of those teams, and that's who you end up facing. Kind of the ball bounces your way.
Yeah.
But I got a tough time just saying automatically this team is ready to beat one of those when it really matters. In the cold, late in the season, like, they got to show that.
Yeah. I when you put it that today, I don't think their roster and their coaching staff matches up with those teams. At this point.
To me, it is the entire point of the season is to find that out. Because right now, it's a strong no. Could it change? Could they, like, you know, shut the critics up? Shut B. Scott up? Fine. But as of right now, no. It's a no.
Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much things these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, we will update you on what's happening with the Astros as they are trying to avoid losing this series to the team with the worst record in football. We'll continue to discuss as we are live.
Help desk for the Houston Astros.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Going to face Christian Walker here. And Walker sends one high and deep to left center field. All the way back and gone. Number 21 on the year breaks the tie in the bottom of the eighth. Christian Walker, his second home run of the day.
Shooter.
All right, the Astros, as you heard there, regain the lead. They now lead 4-3.
Shooter.
They're going to the ninth, I believe, Shooter McGavin. They're going to the ninth, leading 4-3.
Man, it was the wrong day for me to sideswipe Christian Walker earlier.
Yeah, it was.
Man, he is on it.
Hey, don't you hate with that? Like, what's he got? Two homers today in this game, up to 21. And I mean, like Ocho. Like, you got a parachute in with, like, here's Ocho. Good to see worthless Walker come through for once. Damn, man.
I ain't going to call him worthless today.
He hadn't been worthless, honestly, the last, like, month and a half.
Yeah, it's been a while.
He just came through. Like,
162 games, Ocho, and he's looking pretty damn good the last two months, son.
Yeah. It never
leads the team and runs batted in.
It never crossed his mind to say, damn. Big hit from Christian Walker.
Yeah.
Old worthless ass Walker came through. Damn, Ocho.
Ocho is a tough crowd. He is tough to win over.
It is weird. Like these very much like Jose Abreu's first year. These numbers by the end of it are gonna look a lot better for Christian Walker than you thought they were gonna look.
100%
When he was about 2-3 months into this sucker.
Yeah, slow starter. Maybe next year you'll just be prepared for it. Like, hey, you know, maybe Christian Walker's got a little Alex Bregman in him. He's got to ease into it.
I mean, I'm not going to say the numbers are going to be great, but I mean, just like you know, he may end up with, what's he got, what, 20, 21 homers now? He may end up with 25 home runs.
Like, I just mean in terms of the beginning, not telling the full story. You know, maybe that's just going to be what he is. But so, he's been good, man. He's
Brian,
been good.
Brian Abreu in trying to close the door on the Colorado Rockies as they have a 4-3 lead. We were just talking about this on the other side. Do you think this roster is – it equals the expectations. The expectations that are had, your expectations, do you think this roster fits that expectation? A lot of people are texting this, and I said it, man, honest to God, if you're in the AFC and you are not a fan of the team in Buffalo, the team in Baltimore, the team in Kansas City, if you're one of these playoff teams, potential playoff teams in the AFC that aren't those teams, and you are a Steelers fan, or you are a Broncos fan, or you are a Chargers fan, or you are a Texans fan, or a Bengals fan, you look at and say, how do we stack against those three? Because those three have been the clear separator of the rest of the AFC. And those are the teams that have been in the AFC championship game the last several years. And do you match up with them? And a lot of people are kind of voicing their thoughts. Our depth is amazing. Cornerback is the only gripe. I don't know. I'd say the offensive line depth is interesting.
Yeah, but I want to be clear. I don't have an issue with the depth overall. I agree with you on the more so about the corner depth, but like I like their depth in some places. Defensive
line.
I think the linebacker depth, the wide receiver depth. I think there's decent depth. The depth to me is not the issue. You don't like depth in and of itself is not what's going to beat the Chiefs because you're deep, or what's going to beat the Ravens because you're deep. Like, how good are you really? Right? Like, you got a bunch of guys that you can bring in and replace the next guy. But is that good enough to beat the other guys? I don't know necessarily. And I'm not just going to assume yes. Their depth is just fine. That's not the issue.
Yep. Text line, if the, like Greg, if the Texans can get a 1 or 2 seed, they will finally get over the hump and get to the championship game. And listen.
I do think that would help.
To be honest, if they are as good as many of you all believe they are, when I say that, like, if they're that good, they should be, them and Buffalo should be in the driver's seat to getting the 1 and 2 seeds. Just with the division that they play in compared to, you know, what the Ravens and the Bengals and the Chiefs and the Chargers and Broncos have to.
Because the North and the West is going to cannibalize itself.
Potentially.
Yeah. Or at least, yeah, potentially, because they all have at least 2 to 3 teams that are serious.
Yes. And, you know, and then the East has started to move more closer to the direction of.
It's the Bills.
Yeah.
It's the Bills and everybody else. Kind of like it is here with the Texans and the way it feels here.
Yeah. And so yeah, they should have a shot to be hosting those games. But
then at the same in the same breath, you have to consider, like, Christmas Day happened, right? Like you had the Ravens here at home. I understand that you played 3 games in 10 or 11 days or whatever it was, but you had the Ravens here at home on Christmas Day, Beyonce in the building, and you went out there and did that 31-2. You know what I mean? So, like, that it.
No, yeah. No, you're right. They played the Ravens and the Chiefs, what, 5 times the last 2 years?
Yeah, it's.
They've lost them?
Yeah, it's not.
Now, they did beat Buffalo.
They beat Buffalo
at home, and they caused Josh Allen, who was the MVP, to have one of the worst the worst game. And the Astros, by the way, just win this game 4-3.
There you go.
As Brian Abreu, I mean, absolutely dominant in the 9th inning. They win this, game 4-3. There it is. A little celebration music. This look on their faces is of relief, almost more than celebration.
We beat the Rockies.
Like thank God, man, we ain't got to deal with having lost the Rockies. So they've done well. What did they do? They won both those series. We talked about it. They were going to play 7 games against 2 teams that are in last place, the Orioles and the Rockies, and. They win both those series, take 3 of 4 from the Orioles, take 2 of 3 from the Rockies. So they did what they needed to do. They now improved this thing to a 2-game lead. Are the Mariners off today?
I'm not sure. I think they play.
I know they played the Padres. I feel like they're off because they played it. Maybe you're right.
But shout out to Cam Smith. Shout out to Christian Walker.
Yeah.
And shout out to Brian Abreu. Three Astros that deserve a shout out to. Hey,
Jason Alexander, another pretty decent stop.
Yeah, he gave up a couple home runs, but had the 8 strikeouts and
three runs. Yeah. You take that every damn time.
Yeah,
Jason Alexander.
For sure.
And shout out to him. But congratulations to the Astros. They did what they needed to do. And taking care of those two. And look at it. The Mariners are still, even with this loss, they're still only 2 games back. So they needed to play that well with the Mariners the way they were playing. Now they get another team in the Angels who, I think, as Tyler would say, they have let go of the rope. The Angels generally do that in the second half of the season.
I mean, they might as well.
They've let go.
What is the point of building that callus on your hands? And you ain't going to be in the postseason anyway.
They have let go of the rope. And so, no, it is. Hey, this is the time when you start playing those teams that are in the 1-2-3 Cancun mode.
Yeah.
Woo!
And then the Mariners have the Guardians starting tomorrow. So
they're iffy.
Yeah.
The Guardians have been struggling here lately, but they're iffy. But
yeah,
they've got to really get hot themselves to get in. I'm just telling you, man, the Angels, that could be easy. Maybe the Astros wake them up and they get into it. I don't know. I'll tell you, I watched Chicago White Sox last night just say the hell with it in the 5th inning.
I mean, for what? What are they doing? What's going on there?
They gave up.
Punching the clock. They are the wing stop that closes at 11:20. Hey,
they let 15 guys come to the plate in the 5th inning yesterday.
Damn.
Like, man, we trying to get out of here. We
want to go get our snow cones, man.
Salvador Perez with 2 for 2, a homer and a double with 3 RBIs in the 5th inning.
Hey, this game got to end eventually.
Hey, you remember? Oh, who's the guy? Who's the guy, fellas, that dude had to wear his shoes? When he got called up to pitch, Henley, Blake.
Blair Henley.
He had to wear, was it Corey Lee? He had to wear Corey Lee's shoes. Yeah, Corey Lee pitched the 8th and the 9th yesterday for the White Sox.
They got the catcher pitcher?
he only gave up 1 run. They lost 12-1, but he came and had to pitch the 8th and the 9th. Yeah, it's a bad time. All right, we'll get you caught up. Christian Walker, the hero today, get you caught up in everything that happened as the Astros finish off the Rockies, and our college football question of the day. This one could get uncomfortable. We'll do that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in. Clint Sterner out today, but the very beautiful Brandon Scott is in the building here with us. Tyler Milner as well. The Astros just did what they needed to do. They took care of business, and they beat the Colorado Rockies. A huge 8th inning home run from Christian Walker, pulled it into the Crawford boxes. He leads this team. I'm guessing it. I want to get home runs and RBIs. I would assume
RBI for sure.
RBIs for sure. I don't know who else. Who has more than 21 homers?
Altuve has 23.
Okay, Altuve's got 23 home runs. Damn.
That's according to MLB.com.
I would trust it. Damn.
Yeah.
So he's right up there. Right up there with it.
And Paredes had 19. So he just passed him.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so
he's got 21, yeah.
Right, yeah. If he got 2 today, so.
So, good. That's what they needed to do. They will remain here in Houston and will face the Anaheim Angels. I still like to call them that. That's what they would.
I mean, if that's where they play, like, I ain't been out there, but my understanding is that Anaheim is not L.A.
Makes me think of Mo Vaughn.
Here we go. We had a friend on here. I did. In the Loop was having a really interesting conversation because Figgy just got screwed at a Wingstop. He placed in a business that says in every metric that they're open until midnight. He walked in at 11:22 to a restaurant that was open, and was told, "Oh, they're not serving any food." And he walked out. I thought it was absolutely insane.
No, it's nonsense.
It is. Someone is really touched here on the text line. And I guess somebody called him lazy. I'm not sure who said they were lazy. Might have been Rick. I don't remember you saying that. I don't remember saying that. Might have been John. I feel like I could see Lopez saying that, but it might have been John. Might have been Reggie. I don't know. If somebody did say lazy, this person said you were talking about the chicken wing place and someone called them lazy. Remember now? I don't know who did, but it is lazy. It is absolutely lazy at 40 minutes left in your shift, and you just don't want to cook any more wings for a place that you're open to. It is lazy. He also goes on to say, my favorite here, Brandon, restaurants have the right to close whatever they want,
right,
or refuse service to anyone they want in the first place. Second,
so lock the door.
Second, I guess you're entitled, so they should stop whatever they're doing to help Mr. Show. You said you would stare them down because I guess you're special, huh? No, I would stare them down and watch them cook my food so they wouldn't even think to do anything stupid with it. But yes, no, I'm a customer in a place that is open for almost an hour left in what they're saying is open with their doors open. Yes, I expect to be able to be served.
Wait, so a place that sells wings, what could they be doing that is more important than selling wings?
Yes.
And preparing wings to sell? Like, it is Wingstop.
What the hell are you talking about?
What are you doing to make and sell the wings?
This texter must work at Wingstop.
He's wrong.
Absolutely.
And if you owned or you were a franchise owner of the Wingstop, I'm sure your thought wouldn't be saying, oh, well, there's that entitled customer over there who is rolling in there with 40 minutes left before we close. No, I don't want to make any more money. They may be doing something. If they're doing something, lock the damn door.
Yeah, to me, there's got to be a system to where you can, like, update, especially, like, in the digital world, where if your workers get lazy or whatever word it is that you want to use, just tired, ready to go home, to where they can update and say, you know what? We normally close at midnight, but we ready to go home at 11:20 today. And they can just update the software, update the Google Maps, the menu, the website, and everything else to say, you know what? We ain't working till midnight tonight. Or we want to clean up in time so we can go home by midnight. Just say that on the front end.
Man.
Don't have a sign open, the door open, and you kind of still open, but you don't want to serve. Like I said this earlier, the business should not be in the business of making the customer feel uncomfortable for being there. I just come here for wings. I ain't here for your story about being tired or got to clean the grill and all of that. That's part of your job. That don't have nothing to do with me.
Listen, I am a man.
Are you
that,
open or not?
I'm a man. I would assume there's probably a lot of young people in there. I'm a man that has some sympathy. I would have called a meeting and set them down and told them clearly what the expectation was. Probably install some cameras in that piece. Clearly what the expectations are. And, hey, let's not let this happen again. It happens again, y'all asses is fired. All of you. Every last one of you on the spot. Like, man, I don't know what you're... As you said, maybe he works at Wingstop.
Like I said, man, I worked at Walgreens for years. We would have to spend an hour after close straightening up the store. The manager got to count the money. We never got out at 10 o'clock, and what we also couldn't do was just decide that, you know what, it's 9:25. We got to clean up this whole store. We're trying done. To be out of here by 10.
We're done.
Like, no.
We're making the call. We're done.
We leave. We close at 10. We leave at 11 on a good night.
I love when people do stuff that's like, well, what if they had an emergency? Stop.
Okay. Well,
no.
The whole staff?
No. Stop being conveniently dumb.
Maybe
you
one.
Know if there was an emergency that Figgy wouldn't have walked through the doors. If there was an emergency, he wouldn't have just been told, no, we're not serving anymore. There would have been an emergency.
Yeah.
He would have walked out of there.
Yeah, when
I was it. Stop being conveniently dumb.
You ever go
you
to the
You know what happened?
You ever go to the gas station late and it's only one person working, but he gotta go to the bathroom. So he locks
lock
the door.
Yeah.
And lets you, hey, you know, we close for however long it takes me to go to the bathroom. Because that sounds like an emergency to me. Hey, he got to go to the bathroom. He's the only person working in the store. That's different.
This ain't hard, guys. You ain't got to do mental gymnastics. These cats didn't want to serve because they wanted to get out, and they had put everything up that they needed to use and cleaned everything up that they needed to clean up to make wings or to make fries or whatever, and they didn't want to do it anymore.
The job is the job, man.
Like, it's clear. It ain't silly. Yeah. Some of you off worked at places where you wanted to get out of there early.
I was about to say, when I was waiting tables at Carino's over there in Baytown as a teen, the rule of thumb was, and I think it's this way across the service industry, you cut the kitchen down, you shut the kitchen down, shut everything off at closing of the doors. You don't pack up an hour early.
Yeah. Again, guys, maybe employees don't get paid after 11:55.
That would that would be different.
They would not close at 11.
But I think they do.
They wouldn't close at 12.
If you can give me evidence that they only get paid
it's an hourly wage job
up until the point that they close, then that's different.
But
my understanding is you get paid by the hour. Yes. So if you stay till 1, you get paid till 1.
When have you ever?
Never mind that it's late.
Is that what you be doing? That they be sitting there at the when you go to places to eat, like you know you go to places. You ever been in a restaurant? You're there after they close. Do you notice that they be at the door right there with their stuff ready to go to?
They're just waiting.
Is that what you? Come on.
Nah, it works.
Why are there so many people doing mental gymnastics?
And honestly,
to try to make this make sense.
If they said that, if they say, "Hey, man, look. We got to get out of here by 12. They're not paying us past that." I would actually respect, but that ain't what's happening here. We want to get out of here by 12. We don't want to work past 12, and so we're going to close at 11:30.
They're silly for working at Wingstop then. If hey, man, we close at 12, but at 11:59, man, when you stop getting paid.
I don't want to be insensitive like, hey, go get another job. Like, it's just that easy. But, I mean, them's the breaks. If you're working at Wingstop, you work until Wingstop close.
Text line, Ron, I would have shut the door on you too. Okay, they right. didn't though. The door was open to come in.
Yeah,
I bet you. you think they said welcome to Wingstop, or you think they immediately just told my man, like, nah, man.
They hit him with that my pleasure that everybody's adopted from Chick-fil-A. My pleasure. You lying? You don't want to be here. This is not your pleasure. This is your job.
Pals, the kids running the restaurant at night who aren't getting paid well. Don't care about the customers. LOL.
No, that's fine.
Obviously.
Right there, that is accurate.
That's the evidence that we're discussing.
Yeah, get the ass out of here.
Text line, I get it. I've worked in the service industry late nights. Then you, like, cool, but you probably should find another gig. Then.
Yeah, you got to go do
right,
something else.
I'm
absolutely. I'm you know if, the rules and if, the hours going in.
If I owned the Wingstop or any kind of late night restaurant, and if that is your attitude towards it, like made another gig.
I gave my Walgreens example earlier. I also worked at the pawn shop. You know what we did when the pawn shop closed? We left because there wasn't much to do. We didn't have to stay afterward all this late time. We closed at 9, we gone by 9:15. That worked out better for me. Find you a job like that.
Text line, Ron, I don't agree with you on a lot, but I am with you on this. First off, that's not true. Second, I really don't mean to be an arrogant a-hole here. You agree with me because there is no other answer to this. There's no other side.
Yeah.
Right. Like you can say like pals that you understand the mindset of these kids that were working there.
Yeah.
But you're not right, guys. The store, it says on Google, on Maps, and on the door that they close at 12.
Yeah.
It's 11:22. The damn door's open. The open sign is on. They opened the door and they told them we're closed. You're not.
My bad, bro. There's we forgot to lock that thing.
Like you said earlier, let us end this show at 5:20 after telling everybody that the show was until 6. People are going to be like, well, wait a minute. I thought y'all was supposed to be on till 6, but you know what? We had to beat that traffic. We was a little tired, man, so we kind of just cut out early.
Yeah,
no, the show is until 6.
Over. Done.
So, I mean.
Like, I am going to cut out early, but it's done.
But the show is until 6. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, we're going to dead air this bad boy.
Right, exactly.
Right here. It's wild to me. All right, coming up, we will get to our college football question of the day. And I heard 2 days in a row people saying something that is wild about the AFC South. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Rock and roll, meow.